And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. There are a lot of reasons I'm excited about the FSS Fordham plan. Clearly, the roads in the area are broken. They're tricky for motorists, unfriendly for pedestrians, and downright dangerous for bicyclists. Clearly, the zoning is broken. Designed for the 1970s suburban sprawl era, property owners really don't have much choice than to gussy up their aging strip malls under the current code. Clearly, the tax base is broken. With so many shopping and dining choices across the county line, there's probably no part of town that bleeds more sales tax revenue than the FSS Fordham area. But it's not what the FSS Fordham plan would fix that most excites me. As a resident of nearby Colony Lake, it's what it would create that really excites me. The plan will add smaller, more pedestrian-friendly streets through what are now parking lots, making FSS Fordham the kind of place our family would like to walk or bike. By allowing property owners to move beyond the outdated strip mall model, the plan will create the kind of place we can hang out with our friends and neighbors, such as a sidewalk cafe or maybe a restaurant with a rooftop patio. The plan will create more retail and dining options near our neighborhood, which will mean we'll drive less to Durham to shop and eat. I sure wouldn't mind seeing more of our property tax revenue stay here in Orange County. The plan could even give me an office that's actually near my home someday. Most of all, I'm excited that the FSS Fordham plan will finally give our side of town a real center for our community, something we desperately lack today. Let's get the ball rolling on the FSS Fordham plan. When we do, FSS Fordham won't just be the name of an intersection, it will be the name of a place. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM WCHL.